From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday Sunday's mass shooting in Florida was carried out by what he called an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who had become radicalized. American-born Muslim Omar Sadiqi Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53.
As I've said before, these lone actors or small cells of terrorists are very hard to detect and very hard to prevent. But across our government, at every level, federal, state, and local, military and civilian, we are doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks.
Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen Mateen, the shooter, there over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen on a chat and dating app that caters to homosexuals. Authorities in Orlando said they are working on hundreds of leads to try to determine if Mateen had help in carrying out the attack. Paris prosecutor Francois Molin says a suspect who stabbed and killed a police commander and another police officer had pledged loyalty to the leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He also said Larassi Abala had a list of other targets, including rappers, journalists, police officers, and public officials. Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspension disqualification Tuesday for the violence by its fans against English fans Saturday in Marseille. This is VOA News. A number of protesters and police officers were injured Tuesday in Paris during demonstrations against proposed changes in French labor laws. When the demonstrators began throwing things at police, authorities responded with tear gas. A number of protesters were arrested. Protests against the new labor laws also took place in other parts of France. The Pew Research Center says Europeans generally see the Islamic State group as the biggest threat to their nations. A new study titled Europeans Face the World Divided indicates climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans ahead of a recent influx in refugees. Terrorist attacks in Brussels and Paris over the past year have put terrorism at the top of the list of concerns for Europeans. Most Europeans, however, do not feel that military spending should be increased. A report finds at least 60,000 migrants have died or disappeared at sea or on land routes over the past two decades. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says the majority of known deaths in the last 2 years have occurred in the Mediterranean region. The International Organization for Migration estimates 5,400 migrants globally have died or been recorded as missing in 2015. This year, IOM has documented more than 3,400 migrant deaths worldwide. Director of IOM's Global Migration Data Analysis Center, Frank Lasco, says more than 80% of the deaths were people attempting to reach Europe by sea. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A new poll shows Democrat Hillary Clinton is widening her lead over Republican Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A poll conducted by NBC News and SurveyMonkey last week shows Clinton has widened her lead over Trump by 7 percentage points. Officials say a Pakistani army officer and two Afghan soldiers have been killed in this week's cross-border skirmishes. They say at least 30 people were wounded. The situation at the Torkem border crossing remains tense. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures. In a statement Tuesday, Zayd said easy access to weapons leaves, quoting now, little space between murderous impulses and actions that result in death. UN envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, has consulted with senior Yemeni negotiators participating in intra-Yemeni peace talks in Kuwait. Kuwait's news agency Kuna reported the talks dealt with a number of issues, mainly the security arrangements to maintain the cessation of hostilities agreement, withdrawal of armed groups, handing over weaponry, and the release of prisoners and detainees. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.